41. We're in verse 9. I'll get that right in a moment. We're going to go down to verse 13, and our focal verse this morning is around verse 10. Title of our message, as you see on the screen, is No Fear. This is intentional. I know our four-week series through the end times is concluded, but this was sort of a reoccurring theme, which you might think of as a foundation throughout that whole discussion over the last few weeks. And that is, as we look at the end times and all of the things that that brings up as far as topics and reality about who God is and what's in store for this world and the lost person and the believer and sort of the outcome of those sort of viewpoints. So this is meant to kind of bring us back to that idea that in all of that, God's desire is for us not to have fear in that. And that even goes further than that. It's not to have fear in anything because of who he is, and his magnificence gives us that assurance. So I just felt like it was appropriate, prayed through this a lot, and had kind of planned to do this as a back end to that series and sort of as a, not a closer because we did that last week, but just to give us sort of something to think about as we move beyond that series. So this is where we're at. Isaiah chapter 41. This is a passage that's probably familiar with you. We talked about it Wednesday night with those that were gathered, but it's also one that a couple of years ago we looked at chapter 41 verse 10 then as well, but there's where we talked a lot about the victorious right hand of God. Some of you may remember that, and the fact that that is a reference to God's might, his sovereignty, when we see something like that written. And so in that message, we talk through God's power. Today we're going to do something different. We're going to look at the command that he gives us at the very beginning of verse 10 about not being afraid. So let me pray, and then we'll jump into this and read down, as I've said, from verse 9 down to about verse 13. And then as we'll come back, I'll have three things that will guide us in being able to live our lives without fear. Let's pray. Father, thank you this morning for, again, the privilege we have now to open up your word and to be able to dive into it. And we know, God, that this is not just words written on a page, but this is the living, breathing word of God that's been handed down from you directly to us, and it's a message for us today. Even though it was recorded so long ago, it's still relevant and applicable to our lives today. And so many of us, as we think about fear, may be facing the uncertainty or the fear of different things happening in our lives. Could be a job outcome, could be a family issue, could be a sickness, could be a financial issue. There are any number of things that would cause fear in our lives that go far beyond what we've just mentioned before about end times and what's going to happen. But Lord, you have created a relationship with us so that we can live as your children under the sovereignty of your power so that we don't have to fear the unknown. And so this morning, I pray for the believer that you would remind us of that. And whatever we may be facing or struggling with in our own walks right now, that you would remind us that you have control over all things, including whatever is bringing that fear in our lives. And learning to just let go, and through our points this morning and our examination of this passage, that we can learn to just let go and let you be God in all situations. Now, Father, I pray this morning for that lost person. There probably is a lot of fear, certainly, in regards to their life and their future and where they'll spend their eternity, and rightly so, because they don't know you. And so all of what we've just talked about being under the sovereignty of your power doesn't apply to them because they're not a child. So my prayer for them this morning, whatever that obstacle, whatever that thing in their life that has kept them from surrendering to the knowledge of who Jesus is and proclaiming him as their Messiah, would be erased this morning finally, and that today they would see their lives as you see them and see your purpose and will and your desire for them to no longer live in fear. Now, Father, as we always say, bless the reading of your word. Guide us as we dive into this to be led today by the anointing of your Holy Spirit. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. before we read this, let me give you a little bit of background here. So Isaiah is writing about a time about 100 years before the judgment would come on the nation of Israel. Now, what's that judgment? It's going to be the exile. We've talked about it before. It's really documented greatly at the end of the Old Testament, where God will use the Babylonian Empire to come in and bring judgment. And so what they see as far as their normal life will cease to exist, and they will, all of the influential Jews, will be barred from the nation of Israel. And so this is a prophecy warning them of what's going to happen. They're in the midst of rebellion. They're not who they need to be in their walk with God as a nation, nor as individuals. So God is sending the prophet Isaiah to a